There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We heard Jerry play a couple of clips from Joe Douglas. That was the first time I had heard them. I had read them this morning, and we've been around Joe. We've also been around Joe in much better times. We've interviewed him at training camp where he's been happy and excited. We had him at Boomer and Geo Live, the first one, where he was all excited about, you know, Aaron Rodgers, who was not officially a Jet at that point, but he said that he would be here. So hearing him the way I heard him in those clips, he sounded sad to me. I mean, he really sounded sad.
How would you sound going through what they've gone through thus far? And I'm sure he had a very close relationship with Rob Saleh. I can't believe that he would have advocated the firing of him. I don't know if he did or he didn't. I don't believe he did. I think this is just something that the rambunctious owner did. And, you know, at the time, I thought maybe this would fire the team up and, you know, give them a little bit of a jump, but it didn't do that. It didn't have the initial effect that I thought it was going to have. As a matter of fact, they ended up losing three in a row.
Yeah, and so I said multiple times before I heard Joe Douglas speak that Woody Johnson cut off Joe Douglas's balls in front of everybody, and he did it twice. One, firing the coach when Joe Douglas didn't want that to happen, and two, making that Hassan Reddick deal happen when Joe Douglas had spent months and months and months holding the line and saying, we're not going to cave to this guy, and then Woody Johnson was like, no, we are. We're going to bring him in, and we're going to figure this thing out.
Well, I think Drew Rosenhaus might have had something to do with that as well. You know, as much as Drew Rosenhaus has a Scott Boras kind of persona, Drew Rosenhaus is a lot like Donald Trump. Let's make a deal. Mm-hmm. I want to make a deal. They're deal makers. And most owners, believe it or not, don't mind dealing with Drew Rosenhaus because he wants to get his client in and playing. And, you know, it's not like Drew has a lot of guys that have always held out, but he usually gets them their money and usually comes to the player and says, can we talk about and discuss the actual situation here? And they come to a deal.
Yeah.
They're deal makers. It's not great for everybody, but they get the deal done. That's who Drew Rosenhaus is. And yeah, I agree with you. I hear a little bit of sadness in Joe's voice too, but I also think that he's got to be guarded. You know, he's got to be that way because they fired the coach in the middle of the season. It seems like it happened 10 weeks ago. It happened 3 weeks ago.
I know. And because there's been just so much going on, not only in sports, but also in the world. And it does seem like 3 years ago at this point. So, I mean, it sounds like to me that this is a guy who is, it knows that he's not going to be here next year.
Well, they got to turn it around. If they turn it around, they'll all be here. If they somehow get into the playoffs and win a playoff game, then I think they all come back.
So they got to win a playoff game now too?
Well, I would say, like, if they can, and again, I don't know if they will or they won't. To me, like I told you yesterday, I think they had to win that game in New England to get on a run, but some people feel like 9 wins is going to be able to get you in. The question is, are the teams in front of them going to lose while they are winning? That's really what it comes down to. And for the Jets, they went from being the 16th ranked team in the AFC now to the 10th ranked team in a little less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know that there has to be some scoreboard watching with all the wild cards that are out there and teams being mediocre. But, I mean, the Jets really just generally, if you win more than you lose, and they do that in the second half of the season, then they'll find themselves in a good situation because there's just not a lot of great teams out there that are in the middle
in the AFC. So they just got to focus on winning these games.
How many teams have two losses? Like, what, seven of them or something? Some crazy
two
number.
Two wins, I think,
or
right?
Two wins. I mean, some crazy number. And it's all jumbled up. I mean, there are some significantly good teams in some of these conferences, in each of these conferences. But the wild cards are wild for a reason. They are wide open, and there are three of them in each conference. And if you are a Jet player or coach, if you are Joe Douglas, even though you know got this thing hanging over your head with Rob Saleh being fired, you got to go to work every single day thinking that you can make it. Somehow you can make it. You can't give in to the media. You can't give in to the general perception about your team. You can't give in to any of that stuff. You got to be above all of that, and somehow you got to still believe you can make it.
Yeah, I don't know if you know the answer to this or not, but so when Woody Johnson was over as the ambassador and during the 4 years of Donald Trump the first time, he wasn't supposed to.
Technically, you're not allowed to have any say in the business or anything if you have that particular job. Right. And I think that's more because of the government side of things. I don't necessarily know that that's an NFL rule.
All right, so
maybe it is. I don't know.
Now, do we believe that was the case? Do we believe that Christopher Johnson was running the organization alone?
I do.
Okay, all right.
I wouldn't say that he wouldn't call his brother and ask him.
Well, that's a big deal, though.
I mean, a phone call, I guess so. I think, but the decision making all fell on the lap of Christopher Johnson. Yes.
Because that's a problem if he goes back over there, Woody. Now, Woody is not the greatest owner in the world. We understand that. But, I mean, Christopher's tenure here was rough. I mean, and they hired Adam Gase. He had some weird press conferences. He's a really, really nice guy, Christopher Johnson. He's just almost too nice, loves the players too much. And I think that's going to be an issue if they go into another offseason where they're going to have to hire a coach and a general manager, and Christopher Johnson's the one running it. Now, you could say, how much worse could it get with Woody? Okay, well, I will present to you Adam Gase. Adam Gase! That was the Christopher Johnson hire. And not only that, Adam Gase and Greg Williams. Remember that?
Yeah.
We're going to give you Greg Williams.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I mean, that was a disaster. So if he's making the decisions...
But you also have to remember, you know, there are people in the league office, and I don't know who these people are, but I do know that they do exist, that are promoting different players, different coaches, I should say, different front office people. There's the Rooney Rule. There's all the different things that you have to follow before you hire somebody. And there's a list of candidates. So we could sit here and talk about Mike Vrabel and Bill Belichick and Ben Johnson and whoever else. But until you go through the entire list that the NFL is going to give to these teams that are going to be looking for new coaches or possibly new general managers, you know, that's where it all is generated from. And then you start calling around and you interview people and you ask about qualifications and whether or not you would recommend them. And, you know, that's kind of what Christopher Johnson tried to do the first time.
Well, it was the famous Peyton Manning phone call. That's what got Adam Gase hired, was Christopher Johnson took a call from Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning said Adam Gase is the guy, needs to be the coach, and he was the coach. So that concerns me. I mean, either one of those guys making a decision concerns me, but I actually think that Woody Johnson is the lesser of the two evils when it comes to that, if they're going to be hiring more people. And it just, it sucks for Joe Douglas. It just, it really does, because he had worked so hard and built this whole thing up, and then, you know, of course, the injury last year, and then it was him and Rob Saleh together, and then the owner comes in and kicks him out, Rob Saleh, and it's like, now you got Joe Douglas, essentially, unless this thing turns completely around, being a lame duck general manager. It just, it sucks.
And just to be clear, it's not an NFL rule that if Woody Johnson goes and becomes the, you know, ambassador to Great Britain, that, you know, he can't say something. It's not an NFL rule. I think it's a government rule.
Okay.
You know, what I'm saying, I think you got to, like, when you get into these positions, I'm thinking that you have to divorce yourself from everything you do in your private life, because now you become a public servant.
Yeah, I just wonder, like, is that a hard and fast rule? Or
not in the NFL, it's not.
Are they sitting there like, hey?
No, it'll be illegal. Hey. I would think it's a legal government thing.
Okay. So, I mean, maybe there is some consultation there, but where this team goes in the, from now to the end of the regular season, I mean, this was supposed to be a team that was adding to the trophy case. Chances are that's not going to happen. So what is the acceptable minimum for Woody and Christopher Johnson?
Well, they go to the playoffs.
Just go, though?
I think they go to the playoffs and they get themselves out of this. Then I think they can give Jeff Ulbrich maybe a three-year deal and keep him.
So just to make it. So they make the playoffs. And
I'm speculating. I don't have an answer.
I'm just,
I got to see how they're playing. I got to see what it looks like. I got to see who they run into. Like, if they run into the Baltimore Ravens, who have the number two seed, or the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they play them again, they have a number two seed. You know, okay, let's see what you do. Let's see. Like, when you think about it, Kansas City most likely going to be number one seed. Don't see them losing the number one seed. And then you look at the rest of the teams. The Jets could beat any one of those teams.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, there's a lot of mediocrity. I think the most difficult situation for them would probably be having to go to Buffalo again.
Yeah, I mean, right, exactly. And depending on what Josh Allen you get. But this week is going to, it's been a really long time since we've seen them play, obviously, because it was a Thursday night. This week is going to tell us a lot.
And I would tell you that if the Jets end up looking for a coach at the end of the year or GM candidate, Troy Vincent from the NFL office is the one that's going to be pushing the list towards them.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Say, here are these candidates. We believe these candidates are ready to go. We believe these candidates should be interviewed, which is a good thing, because I think that does help the owners find people that maybe they would have never even thought about before.
Sort of like a Corn Ferry?
It's kind of, well, yeah, I guess you could say that. It's kind of like how Tomlin got hired by the Steelers, and look how that turned out.
Yeah, obviously very, very well. Let's go to Sean, who's calling from Miller Place. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, man, what's up?
Not much. So, I mean, I just, you know, talking about Chris Johnson potentially coming back in, I kind of liken him to, you know, Fredo Corleone, if the Jets were the Corleone crime family. You know, those were some of the, you know, all of the Jets' embarrassing years. Those 4 years when he was at the helm were pretty bad. I mean, coaching where football is going, those were some pretty embarrassing days. And I just think with the uncertainty surrounding the roster next year, if Woody is to, you know, get an ambassadorship somewhere overseas, we could be in for some even darker days ahead of us.
Yeah, I mean, and I feel the same way about it. Now, Woody Johnson,
just so you know, though, I mean, Christopher and Woody were together when they went out there to go see Aaron Rodgers. He's involved. He's involved very much so with Jaime over there at the Jets, their president, with Joe Douglas, with Rob Saleh when Rob Saleh was here. You know, Woody's involved in all of that stuff. I mean, Christopher is. I mean, it's not like he's sitting off to the side not doing anything. I mean, he's part of the co-ownership.
But it's more talking about when he had the reins during the time that Woody was over.
Who's making worse decisions? The Jets or the Giants over the last 10 years?
It's like, which porta potty smells better? Like, I don't know, man. It's horrendous. They're both horrendous.
It hasn't worked out for either one of them.
And no, it's but right. They're absolutely, and we've talked plenty about the hires that John Mara has had, plenty about him. And the reason why the discussion today is more about the Jets is because Joe Douglas spoke. So, yeah, I mean, but that's whataboutism right there. That's what you just did. You just gave a little dose, little sprinkle of whataboutism. Well, what about the Giants?
Right. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, like, I know we're Jet fans worry about the Jets. Giant fans worry about the Giants. But I'm just saying we have to sit here and worry about both of them.
I know.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com